Okay, we've been cut off from internet access pretty much from Friday. I think it was Friday the 20th or whatever. And then that we have not had internet access since then. The mobile phones were off for 24 hours, about 36 hours, and then they put them back on. So thankfully we've had mobile coverage, but it's periodic as well. I mean, sometimes we lose coverage, as you've probably, you know, noticed yourself. You can't even get in onto a landline from an international. The whole situation is quite scary here, particularly because I'm here with my wife and my three daughters.
And are you on holidays?
Well, no, we're actually coming because my mother wasn't feeling well. So I came to visit her, and we came on the we arrived, I think, on the 13th of January. And the plan was to stay up until this coming Saturday. We were planning to leave on Saturday the 5th. But this, you know, this obviously has happened, and yeah, we've been trying to work ways out to get out of here since then. And the unfortunately, the Australian government has been very unhelpful. We're in Alexandria, that's the problem. They've contacted us. This is the Australian consulate has contacted us after we contacted them 15 times. We contact them, they do not return calls, they don't get back to us. Finally, we've been able to speak to one of them, and they said, look, we're able to get you on an emergency flight that we're booking for, we're putting a Qantas plane to come and potentially fly out to either Germany or England, but then you're on your own. But you have to get to the Accra airport on Wednesday, which is not tomorrow, the next day for us, because it's Sunday night here at the moment. Oh, sorry, Monday night here at the moment. And, you know, we have no way of getting to Cairo. We're in Alexandria at the moment, which is about 190 or 200 kilometres away from Cairo. And the domestic flights are all shut down. The train lines are shut down. There's no buses. There's a curfew, so you can't actually leave unless you leave between the hours of 8 in the morning and 2 p.m. There's a main lifeline highway which goes between Alexandria and Cairo. It's on a desert road, and unfortunately, we've been advised by the police and by, you know, locals that you're crazy if you go on there, because there's Bedouins and escaped convicts that are pretty much hijacking cars that drive. They're just machine gunning them, and they're raping and causing major issues. It's just a schmozzle. And my concern here is that the Australian government is not sorting anything out for the thousands of Australians that are stranded in Alexandria.
And have you seen any scenes from the protests?
Absolutely. 2 days ago, I was in a place called Dusuk. We were shot at by tear gas, by rubber, but it was just a schmozzle. The police were acting very violently against the protesters. This is the
And you weren't even participating in the protest?
No. I was leaving a building. I was leaving literally my sister's house to go to my niece's house because it was told that it would be safer there. And I had to, it was like a war zone. We basically had pepper spray. I had my daughters and my wife, obviously, tear gas, sorry. The tanks were literally driving around in the streets and just shooting at people. Now,
so you know, how are you feeling with your family there?
I'm extremely worried, obviously, for my family, because I'm unaware of what to do. I'm not very familiar with, you know, what is happening. I'm learning about, obviously, the concern that the Egyptians have here. I mean, I am an Egyptian. I was born in Australia, but my mother and father are Egyptian, so I've pretty much grown up in Australia all of my life. However, I've consistently come to Egypt over the past 15, 20 years. We've come to Egypt, and there's never been an issue before. It's always been quite safe. But I suppose 30 years of, you know, unrest and tyranny by the president at the moment has just got people to the stage where they thought this is it. And look, it started off on Facebook with someone saying the 25th of January, let's all go out and protest. And I think more than they thought would happen came out. And since then, I mean, this is the eighth day. Now, I'm not sure whether you're aware, but tomorrow in Tahrir Square, which is in Cairo, that is, they're calling for a million-man march. That is it's going to be one of the biggest protests in history. And I reckon they're going to get more than a million people to that, because people are just, the people are really pissed off here.
So you've been talking to locals, and what kind of a sentiment are you getting apart from pissed off? Do they feel like the protests will be ultimately successful in ousting Mubarak, or is there more of a sense
Not at this stage. I don't think, I think what the reason people are still out there and still quite angry is the fact that he apparently has not delivered or kept his word on anything that he said. They're basically saying, we want you to leave. So what he's done is he's actually sacked the cabinet, he sacked his ministry.